what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, prank time. Let's go. So the gun laws, South African gun laws, perhaps about to change, and it is causing a huge stir. You would have heard in our news now, this came out a couple of days ago. Paul Oxley, there was the chairperson of the Gun Owners of South Africa. He also said this, which I didn't in fact know. He said that a couple of days ago, the police minister announced that he's cutting the police budget, that involves you and I, by 3 billion and increasing the VIP protection budget for them by 1.7 billion.
And then,
yeah. And then they are clamping down on the gun license laws. So basically, a lot of people, when they apply for a gun, the main reason is self-defense. Mm-hmm. Now they want to take that off the table. So in effect, the only reason why you can legally hold a firearm would be if you're a sports shooter or a hunter.
Okay.
All right. But there's going to be restrictions on that as well.
Sure.
All right. So self-defense, no more, they say.
Mm-hmm. Even though we are living in one of the most dangerous countries in the world, self-defense,
yeah,
not a good enough reason.
How do you, like, do we all know karate, guys? Are we going to do jiu-jitsu?
The problem is the criminals don't follow the laws. No. So even if we know karate and jiu-jitsu, criminals going to criminal.
But if you can do what Bruce Lee used to do, where he could catch a bullet in his teeth. You saw that movie.
We'd live in a different world.
Imagine we could do that. I think that's what they think we're all capable of, as ridiculous as it sounds.
Must be.
Imagine now doing jiu-jitsu at the train station and someone's trying to grab your phone.
Yeah. I've even seen in movies, Chinese kung fu movies, guys swatting bullets away with their hands.
Oh, when are we going to get to that level of evolution as humans? Hey? Take me there.
That's what we're going to be left to do. Yeah. All right. It's crazy. It really is. But anyway, so this guy, shame. He's been. Now, there's a whole list of people that. Remember, there was the amnesty, hand in your firearm. Mm-hmm. And then there was the. Got to reapply for your license. And there are thousands and thousands of people, law abiding citizens, that are just sitting, waiting in the queue. And nothing is happening. Got your competency. You're waiting for someone to sign it off and say, okay, you've got a firearm license. So, and it's quite a thing, because what they do is they will, you've got to, you know, like on your CV, you've got to put people that can speak on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So they will say, give three people for testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call those three people.
Yeah.
And they get like some sort of psych evaluation on you. Mm-hmm. And they look for clues. Is this person of sound mind? Mm-hmm. Is this person good enough? Mm-hmm. Are they what they say they are? So, shame. This guy has done that. And he put his wife down as one. His loving wife.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Is the loving wife the one who's also pranking him?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Of course. Love when that happens.
Because now I'm going to call him and I'm going to say, listen, we've spoken to your wife. Now, I've already had the previous conversation with the wife and got her to record some things, because I'm going to play him back stuff that his wife, from my interrogation of his wife.
So it's not hearsay. You've got the recordings.
Mm. Yes, and we will determine whether or not we give you a firearm. All right, here we go.
Hello?
I'm looking for Mr. Van...
Yeah.
Calling you from the Firearm Licensing Department.
Yes.
I'm phoning to inform you that, unfortunately, you have not passed the competency.
I have not passed it?
No.
Reason for that might be?
Well, in the interview with your wife, a few things were established that you were not suitable to carry a firearm.
What is the reason for that?
Let me just get the tapes. Hold on.
That would be fine.
There's three separate questions which they were not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you can hear this.
What does he use his gun primarily for?
Primarily for hunting antelope, like springbuck and kudu and that sort of thing.
And has he ever shot any pets?
What do you mean by pets?
Pets, I mean dogs, cats, hamsters, rabbits.
Yes, He has shot some rabbits before.
Okay, so did you hear that?
Yeah, I think the thing is what she meant by on the side of rabbits is the thing is when we hunt rabbits in the veld, like springhaas and those type of things. You know, I think that was a wrong statement from her side where she maybe made a mistake, but I definitely have never ever shot a pet in my life before. Can swear on the Bible that I've never pointed a firearm even to a pet.
Let me bring up the second point of contention here.
Okay, ma'am, to the best of your knowledge, has he ever used the weapon under any alcohol influence?
You know how these boys' weekends go. They put a box of beers on the back of the bucky, and they have a couple of beers, and they shoot, and have another couple of beers, and they go out, and I think that's harmless.
That is of serious concern to us.
You know, my wife has never actually been out with me physically on a hunting trip. I did not use my firearm under the influence of alcohol.
What your wife said carries more weight than what you would say right now in your own defense.
Okay. What was the third concern?
Have there been any instances of aggression lately?
He does tend to lose his temper occasionally.
Can you describe one instance for me?
Okay, well, a while back, we had a bit of a tiff, and there was a lot of screaming and shouting going on.
Were you scared?
Yes, I must be honest, I was a bit scared.
So you have quite a temper, sir.
Well, the thing is, from that side, I think anybody can have a family tiff. We are Afrikaans. She might be, you know, or would like to most probably correct herself, because I think she's misexplained herself.
Unfortunately, we won't be renewing the license.
I'm so disappointed in hearing this. You know, the thing is, it's a sport that I've loved to have done. I've been doing it for, you know, the last 12 years.
Okay, take up another sport or something.
Yeah, it's easy to say, you know. It's
maybe, I don't know, cricket or rugby or something.
Yeah, I'm 41 years old. Do you think I can go and play rugby?
Darts, bowls.
You know.
Bowls.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So ladies.
Well done.
Oh, no, Shane.
Yeah, he's calling.
Okay, don't answer the phone. Don't answer. Don't answer.
Sissy, I am the mood of being stadium.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Ek het gesien jy's my.
Ja, ek wil maar net vir jou dankie gesê. Polisie het my sopas gebel en vir my gesê ek is incompetent om 'n vuurwapen te hanteer.
Hoekom? Wat het
daar ek interview met jou? Nommer 1 dat jy vir hulle sê ek drink of suip terwyl ek 'n vuurwapen hanteer. Die ander ding is dat ek pets skiet. Ek skiet troeteldiere. Ek het troeteldiere doodgeskiet. Wat ek nie glo springhaas is 'n troeteldier nie, maar ja. En die ander ding is dat jy fight met my gehad het en ek my stem verhef het en jy bang was. Jy weet ek, nommer 1 is haas nie 'n troeteldier nie. Nommer 2 kan jy, al wat jy hoef te sê is, jy weet, no. Of, I don't know, I've never been with him on a hunting trip. Of, jy weet.
Ja, maar ek weet nie, ek denk nou nie, met my kwaad is om het, jy weet, hulle jou licentie wegvat nie. Hulle wegvat het, ek moet eerlijk wees en dis wat ek was.
Die andere ding is net, onthou van, jy weet, my en Zander's bonding time, so goed. Ek mag nooit, ooit weer in my lewe, 'n vuurwapen besit nie. Nooit.
Maybe you can. It's actually Wackhead Simpson.
Flicks him. Lally, I'm gonna kill you.
Ah, but you got
good, Wackhead. I just want to say that you are bloody good. Thank you very much.
Ah, when you say I'm gonna kill you, then I'm taking a firearm away again. There we go.
Sure, the wife was so good.
She was, eh? And his sister was involved in that too.
Also, the passion. You were so, you know, like passive aggressive. Ek wil net vir jou dankie sê, liefie. Ek bel maar net om dankie te sê. Wat van my en Zander se bonding time, liefie? I'm so happy they can bond again. The boys can bond.
He doesn't want to play darts or rugby. The man wants to hunt.
He wants to go hunting with Zander.